This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. This weekend, President Trump announced that he would not block the scheduled release of government documents on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Because of a measure enacted in 1992, this coming Thursday was established as the deadline for the National Archives to release the remaining files that have been kept secret, unless the president decided to extend the secrecy. Boston University professor and political historian Thomas Whalen has researched and written extensively on President Kennedy's legacy and his 1963 assassination. Good morning and welcome to Weekend Edition.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Professor Whalen, what do you think this last batch of documents can tell us?
Well, I think it's going to provide more or less a larger context of events, maybe fill in some details. Perhaps, you know, the biggest question it can shed light on is, you know, what was Lee Harvey Oswald doing in Mexico City a few weeks before the actual assassination, whether he met with, you know, Cuban or Soviet intelligence officials?
Do you have any theories about what might emerge on that point?
Well, I mean, I have a gut feeling it'll probably raise more questions than answers here. You know, there's always been a concern among historians that maybe Fidel Castro's government in Cuba at the time was involved because, well, the United States government under Kennedy was trying to assassinate Fidel Castro and even recruited members of organized crime to remove him from power. And we were engaged in a long covert war, an Operation Mongoose, it was called, to destabilize Castro's government. And it was led by President Kennedy's brother, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. So certainly Castro had the motive. Whether he had the means to do so remains in question.
What will you specifically be looking for in this final set of materials? Are there sort of guideposts and keywords that will draw your attention?
Well, what I'm looking for personally is just how badly the intelligence agencies screwed up on the assassination. You know, J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director, said afterwards privately and, you know, in correspondence that the FBI really dropped the ball, that Lee Harvey Oswald should not have been within a country mile of the presidential motorcade. And essentially, the intelligence agencies, they had enough information to see, you know, Oswald was a violent threat to the president's life and others, because Oswald had even considered assassinating Richard Nixon. But the dots were not connected. They did not communicate to one another. And, you know, in retrospect, when you think about, you know, the events of 9/11 and even the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, those events could have been avoided if our intelligence agencies had only communicated more closely and coordinated their information.
Although there are those who would say it was not a bureaucratic foul-up, that this was intentional on the part of the intelligence community.
It's an interesting claim, but I just haven't seen the evidence. You know, again, I'm an historian. I need evidence, and there's no evidence to suggest that.
This release would involve millions of pages. Are these documents from the Warren Commission, or is it material that the commission used as it investigated the assassination?
I haven't seen it directly, but interviews, perhaps, you know, the back and forth traffic of the intelligence agencies trying to piece it all together. There was a major concern after the assassination that there was direct foreign involvement, particularly maybe the Soviet Union or Cuba. And Lyndon Johnson, the president at the time, was very concerned because we're talking a World War III situation. You know, if Cuba was involved directly, it would have forced his hand to have some sort of military operation in response.
Reports indicate that the National Security Council has been urging President Trump not to release at least some of these documents. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I suppose their official reason would be that it would maybe compromise United States intelligence gathering operations, though I can't see why this happened, you know, in 1963. But again, maybe that suggests that even today, the sensitivities of foreign governments might be involved, including Cuba and, you know, Russia. And of course, you know, President Trump has his own problems with Russia, and, you know, if it's revealed that there might have been some link to the Russian government, well, that would complicate an already complicated situation with Russia.
Professor Whalen, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Boston University professor and political historian Thomas Whalen. This is 90.9 WBUR.